13th day here on retreat, we're on silent retreat. Being exposed to the intensity of the elements this time of the year. The southerlies and the westerlies and the northwesterlies. And also the internal forces of our own psyche. Equally daunting sometimes, but a marvel to behold, and as wild as nature, full of vital life force, completely organic. And we've been engaging in spiritual practice, which is the practice of truth from the beginning, not the practice of the search. Not a practice from the point of view of the search, but from truth from the beginning. What truth are we practicing? The truth that is present. The present truth. The present truth is the only thing that's real. This that we have now is, this is it. We can dissociate from the truth that is already present and create virtual realities. But because they are creations, they're impermanent. They start to collapse even as they're created. Presence, however, is not something that I create. I don't have any choice over it. I have a lot of choice over my personal, private creations. But I have no choice over the mysterious place that I find myself to be. This simple truth is obvious from one point of view and obscure from another. And a lot of the time in our practice, we're somewhere between the two. The practice is the orientation to the truth condition. The truth condition is not an object of consciousness. All objects of consciousness arise and pass away, whether they're internal or external. Thoughts, sensations, memories, or sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, they're all objects of consciousness. They have the feature of being in constant motion, appearing, disappearing, appearing, disappearing. Presence, or the unconditioned, is total consciousness. The boundless space of awareness itself, within which all conditions are arising and passing away. Our prior nature, which we intuit and feel. We orientate ourselves through feeling intuition to our prior nature, our true nature, our original nature. It's not an achievement because it's already here. It was never lost, but it may have been unrecognized, or more that for some peculiar reason, we just most of the time we're just not impressed enough with where we really are. And therefore we're not attracted to where we really are. So then there's the tendency to collapse feeling and attention from its natural source into a story, into a search. The common way for our original nature to collapse is into a exclusive identification with the body mind, the conditions of the body mind as being who I am, and therefore it's a total identification with mortality, that which exists in time and space. Through that adaptation, if we start to serve that identity through our energy and our attention, then in fact we are a servant of death rather than a servant of life, because it is the principle of life is the orientation in spiritual practice. The principle of life is the mysterious force, the one vital mysterious force which is living all conditions, including this body-mind. But not exclusively. It's living your body-mind as vitally as it's living mine, it's living the trees as vitally as it's living our bodies. And it's causing the Milky Way to turn on its axis with as much wildness as it is everything that's happening here. Therefore, the realization of presence is not about manipulating ourselves in any way. It's not about trying to change anything. Everything else we do is. And so in our practice, what we've been bearing witness to very patiently is to notice how hard it is to just relax. Just relax and enjoy the universe processing you. From the big picture point of view, we're born, we radiate life force vitally through this form, and then we die. And that's all that happens with every form here. It's fundamentally just radiating life force. That radiance, you could say, is love. That's it. It's the only function. All of nature radiates that life force freely. We also have that capacity, but our tendency is to contract the life force, to curl in on ourselves. When we do that, we become unhappy. We experience a knot in the heart, a cramp, and then we're in dilemma.